Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. U.S. President Donald Trump unveils Board of Peace, a charter for resolving international conflicts. President Trump holds talks with his Ukrainian counterpart at Davos. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for stronger India-EU relations to de-risk world economy through resilient supply chains. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says, at Davos, India seen as trusted value chain partner focused on inclusive growth. Ryan Coogler's vampire epic, Sinners, sets new record with 16 nominations at 98th Academy Awards. U.S. President Donald Trump today signed the charter to formally launch Board of Peace initiative at the World Economic Forum in Davos, describing it as a major step towards global conflict resolution. Mr. Trump called it an exciting day, saying that there is going to be peace in the world.
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me to do it. I take it very seriously. We have a great group of people and incredible young people that are leading it from within. It's running beautifully, started already, and every country just about wants to be a part of it.
In his opening remarks, the U.S. president said, 1 year ago, the world was actually on fire, but many good things are happening and threats worldwide are really calming down. Around 35 nations had committed to join, while 60 nations received invitations. Countries seeking permanent membership would have to make a $1 billion contribution, while non-paying members would have a three-year mandate. The charter designates Trump as permanent chairman even after leaving office. U.S. President Donald Trump today held talks with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. According to media reports, the closed-door meeting concluded after lasting around an hour. Ukrainian officials also confirmed about the meeting. Trump later told reporters the meeting had gone well but said there is still a way to go toward ending the war with Russia. The meeting took place amid indications that efforts to end the conflict are reaching a critical phase. With the Trump-Zelensky meeting concluding, attention is now set to shift to the next steps in the diplomatic process. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that he will meet today with Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and entrepreneur Jared Kushner. Speaking at a meeting with the permanent members of Russia's Security Council, Putin said the talks would take place after his meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Putin said during the visit, talks on a possible Ukraine settlement and Russia's participation in the Board of Peace discuss. Earlier, Witkoff confirmed plans to travel to Moscow with Kushner. Ahead of their visit, the two met with Kirill Dmitriev, CEO of the Russian Direct Investment Fund and a special representative of the Russian president on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum on January 20. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that if Russia genuinely wants to end the war, it would prioritize diplomacy over missile strikes. Denmark Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has stressed that her country cannot negotiate on its sovereignty. The remarks came amid US President Donald Trump's statement that he had secured a framework of a future deal on Arctic security with the head of NATO. Yesterday, Mr. Trump scrapped the tariffs he had threatened to impose on 8 European nations to press for US control over Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that stronger India-EU relations will de-risk the world economy by cooperating on resilient supply chains and stabilize the global order through stronger trade, mobility and security partnership. Interacting with the ambassadors from EU countries in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar spoke to them about the current state of the world with volatility and instability as the new normal. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that he made a case for stronger India-EU relations, which will reassure the international community by providing public goods like humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, anti-piracy operations and development projects. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to the visit of European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to India for Republic Day celebrations. This is Akashvani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and vibrant democracy and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the minister informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
If you look at the AI stack, it's in five layers. The top layer is the application layer. How do you use AI to get your return on investment, to have that efficiency gain, that productivity gain, that multiplier that AI can bring? That is where our IT companies have taken a big pivot away from the old software services model. And now they are working towards providing AI-based solutions to the world. We are definitely going to be the leader in this.
Replying to a question on the AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled to be held in New Delhi next month, the minister said one of the objectives of the summit is to make technology accessible to all, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi always focuses on democratizing technology.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industry's lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed?
The nominations for the 98th Academy Awards or the Oscars have been announced. Ryan Coogler's vampire epic Sinners leading the field after setting a new Oscars record with 16 nominations, breaking the record for the most Oscar nominations, which was previously held by All About Eve 1950, Titanic 1997 and La La Land 2016. One Battle After Another is next with 13 nominations, while Marty Supreme, Frankenstein and Sentimental Value are next with 9 and Hamnet has 8. The award ceremony will be held on the 15th of March in Los Angeles. In Australia, three people have died after a shooting in eastern state of New South Wales today. The police force in a statement confirmed that two women and a man had died, while another man has been taken to hospital in a serious but stable condition. The police department is investigating the circumstances surrounding this incident. An International Monetary Fund fact-finding mission has commenced formal talks with Sri Lankan authorities to assess the damage caused by Cyclone Dithwa, as India remains a key partner in regional disaster response in the Indian Ocean region. The visit follows the IMF Executive Board's approval of USD 206 million in emergency funding under the Rapid Financing Instrument in December 2025. This support complements $450 million USD assistance for rebuilding the country's infrastructure from India. The UAE India Business Council, UAE chapter, has announced an ambitious roadmap for 2026 aimed at deepening economic cooperation between India and the United Arab Emirates and translating policy commitments into tangible outcomes. The announcement comes in the wake of the recent visit of the UAE President to India, where talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the strength of the bilateral partnership under the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA. The Council said the relationship continues to expand across trade, investment, technology, infrastructure and people-to-people engagement. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump unveils Board of Peace, a charter for resolving international conflicts. President Trump holds talks with his Ukrainian counterpart at Davos. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for stronger India-EU relations to de-risk world economy through resilient supply chains. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says at Davos, India seen as trusted value chain partner focused on inclusive growth. And Ryan Coogler's vampire epic Sinners sets new record with 16 nominations at 98th Academy Awards. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.